June 5, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. God say so. He hath said, so that we may boldly say. Hebrews 8, 5 and 6. My say so is to be built on God's say so. God says, I will never leave thee. Then I can with good courage say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. I will not be haunted by apprehension. This does not mean that I will not be tempted to fear, but I will remember God's say-so. I will be full of courage, like a child, bucking himself up to reach the standard his father wants. Faith in many a one falters when the apprehensions come. They forget the meaning of God's say-so, forget to take a deep breath spiritually. The only way to get the dread taken out of us is to listen to God say so. What are you dreading? You are not a coward about it. You are going to face it. There is a feeling of dread. When there is nothing and no one to help you say, but the Lord is my helper, this second in my present outlook. Are you learning to say things after listening to God? Or are you saying things and trying to make God's word fit in? Get hold of the Father's say-so, and then say, with good courage, I will not fear. It does not matter what evil or wrong may be in the way. He has said, I will never leave thee. Frailty is another thing that gets in between God's say-so and ours. When we realize how feeble we are in facing difficulties, the difficulties become like giants. We become like grasshoppers, and God becomes a non-entity. Remember God's say-so. I will in no wise fail you. Have we learned to sing after hearing God's keynote? Are we always possessed with the courage to say, the Lord is my helper? Or are we succumbing? The following comments are not endorsed by the Oswald Chambers Society nor by the publisher, but rather come as insights from 808. Apprehension, fear and dread come from a faithlessness which says even though God said it, I'm not so sure he can do it or that he might even change his mind. It is a bit foolish of me to think that God cannot do what he says. On the other hand, what if he might change his mind? Well, on some issues he might change his mind, but he cannot break his promise. And therefore, even if he wished he could not be there for us, he must be there to preserve his godness. Holiness might be a better word. God says he will not forsake me. Actually, he will not even leave my side. Why then do I insist that he might and probably will leave and forsake me? It is purely a lack of trust. I may have difficulty trusting in this way due to broken promises and abusive treatment by another parent figure in my life. Nonetheless, God can be trusted. And it is not until I actually do trust him that my fear will subside and my affection rise toward God. Fear, in a very real sense, is the ultimate revealer of the amount of faith which I do possess. The absence of fear is in direct proportion to the presence of God in my conscious awareness. Just throw yourself into his loving arms when difficulties arise and let Father handle it. He will